tired, I'm worn. My heart is heavy from the work it takes to keep on breathing. I've made mistakes. I've let my hope fail. My soul feels crushed by the weight of this world, and I know that you can give me rest. So I cry out with all that I have left. Let me see redemption win. Let me know the struggle ends, that you can mend a heart that's frail and torn.
To just be strong, and it's a fight just to keep it together, together. I know you think that you are too far gone, but hope is never lost. Hope is never lost. Go. Hey, hold on, don't let go. Just stay one step closer, one foot in front of the other. You get through this, just follow the
heart is heavy from those nights. But just remember that you are a fighter, a fighter. You never know just what tomorrow holds. And you're stronger than you know. You're stronger than you know. Taste one step closer.
Welcome, Hope Show listeners. I want to thank each and every one of you for joining me here on the Hope Show today, and I hope you've had a blessed week. From now until after the new year, I will be sharing messages that pertain to topics that we can definitely relate to around this time of the year. Today's message is going to be about depression and suicide. Most people don't really want to talk about it, but at this time of the year, the rate of those thoughts and feelings of depression and suicide increase. Before we get started, I would like for us to bow our heads in a moment of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you today with praise and thanksgiving in our hearts. We are joined here together today to study your word, to get to know you better, and to hear and receive your message. Dear Heavenly Father, you know each of your children better than we know ourselves. You know what each of your children are going through and what their needs are. Sometimes we feel lonely, like we have no one to turn to. But Father, you said that you are our friend in times of need. Even still, knowing that, sometimes we can feel, or you can feel so far away. When we are going through times of trouble, sometimes your presence seems so distant from us. In Psalms 34:18, the Bible tells us that you are near to the brokenhearted and save those who are crushed in spirit. Sometimes the mountains can seem insurmountable, and the cares and the worries weigh heavily on your children, heavy on our soul. Dear Heavenly Father, we are trusting in you and your word. We believe that you will rescue us. When these thoughts of depression and or suicide creep into our minds and we fear that they will overwhelm us, we believe that no matter how far we may sink, you will never let us go, and you will always pull your children up. Dear Heavenly Father, please anoint this vessel, and may the words I speak come straight from you. We thank you in advance for all the blessings that you bestow on us. And we thank you for all that you are and will be doing for us. In Jesus' name, and all of God's people said, Amen. Thank you for joining me in that moment of prayer, friends. Let's go ahead and get started. Have you ever saw a lion roar on television, or maybe even in person, perhaps at the zoo or someplace? Did you hear the immense thunder in its roar? The flash of its teeth that could easily tear through your flesh. The Bible warns us that in Peter 5:7-9, to be alert and of sober mind. The enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. Friends, I did a little bit of research on this subject this past week, and I found some startling facts that I want to share with you. Depression is a common mental disorder that globally affects more than 264 million people of all ages each year. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide and is a major contributor to other burdensome diseases such as heart problems and such. More women are affected by depression than men. Depression can lead to suicide. Depression is different from usual mood fluctuations and short-lived emotional responses to the challenges of everyday life. Depression can lead to some very serious health conditions if it's left untreated. Close to 800,000 people die due to suicide every year. And I know it's so hard to imagine 800,000 people. But suicide is the second leading cause of death in ages ranging from 15 to 29 years of age. Now, we know some of these startling facts about depression and suicide, but how do we resist the devil? How do we stand firm in our faith? It is not just a certain class of people. No one is immune to these feelings. Believers and non-believers alike are undergoing the same kind of suffering all over the world. When we talk about spiritual warfare, sometimes I believe that we do not stop to truly envision what that roaring lion looks like. He is very real. It's Satan. Some of us have this stereotypical image of what the devil is and how he looks, and yet others never even seem to give Satan much of a thought at all. We know that God is ultimately victorious over Satan. But God warns all of us very clearly about the enemy. Friends, one of the ways that I have witnessed and have even personally experienced in my own life when I was much younger, experienced the tearing of flesh by the roaring lion, is through his very clever techniques. He systematically devours hope and distorts reality in each of our lives. Depression and suicide can affect anyone, from a homeless person out living on the streets. It does not discriminate among people. And it can affect even the CEO of the most reputable company. It does not discriminate among people. There are several factors to consider, but the most common of them are burnout, anxiety, loss, grief, sin, shame, physical illness, hopelessness, anger, and isolation. All these things come from us living in this broken world. On this side of heaven, there is brokenness. Therefore, we are all desperately in need of a Savior. And this brokenness in this world just keeps getting worse and worse and worse as society declines year by year. In John 16:33, the Bible tells us, "I have told you these things, so that in me you may have peace." Friends, in this world you will have trouble. But take heart. The Lord says, "I have overcome the world." In Psalms 9:9, the Bible says, "The Lord is a refuge for the oppressed, a stronghold in times of trouble." If you are suffering from depression or suicidal thoughts, please, I beg you, please do not give up. You are worthy. You are enough. Isaiah 41:10 says, "So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." Friends, you are not alone. It may seem like at times that you are, but you are not alone. God absolutely and unconditionally, continually loves you and I. Sometimes that is hard to get our mind around, but it's true. And there is no truer statement. In Jeremiah 29, the Bible tells us that, "For I know the plans I have for you, declared the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future." John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life." God loved each of us so much that he sacrificed his one and only Son. How many of us could do that, to sacrifice such something so dear and important to us, a child, to reconcile ourselves with others? There is no greater love than he. Romans 8:37-39 says, "Know that in all things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation would be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Jesus Christ our Lord." Folks, that is such a powerful message to me, and I find such comfort in that message. The holiday season is filled with celebrations, gatherings, and good cheer. But for some people, this is a particularly terrible time of year. The holiday season can bring on greater anxiety and deeper feelings of loneliness. It can make people feel more despairing, more hopeless. Sometimes those who are suffering from depression are, if you will, pushed over the edge by all the jolly surroundings and happy people because they can't or they don't know how to share in it. Perhaps heightened feelings of loneliness because they feel as if everybody but them have family and friends to spend the holiday with. Sometimes these feelings are also can be exaggerated by what is called seasonal affective disorder due to the long nights and the short days. And for those of you who do not know what seasonal affective disorder is, it is a commonly referred to as the winter blues or the winter depression. This disorder is recognized as a type of depression and can cause increased anxiety, sadness, and stress, lack of enjoyment in regular activities, feelings of isolation, mood swings, and several other symptoms that can take over your life, particularly in the late fall through the winter months until early spring. And for those of you who experience that, know that firsthand, you know that is really difficult to deal with. While all of you ponder the first half of this message, I am going to go ahead and take a short break. But please stay tuned for the second half of this message.
Well, I'm tired and so weary, but I must go along till the Lord will come and call me away.
Oh, yes.
Well, the morning's so bright, and the lamb is the light, and the night is as fair as the day.
Oh, yes.
The valley for me.
Oh Lord, I pray there'll be no sadness, no sorrow, no trouble I'll see.
There will be peace in the valley for me. Well, the bear will be gentle, will be tame, and the lion shall be down, down by the lamb. Oh, yes, and the beast from the wild will be led by a child, and I'll be changed, changed from this creature that I am. Ooh, yes.
There will be peace in the valley for me someday.
There will be peace in the valley for me.
Oh, Lord, I pray.
There'll be no
got a voice that sounds. You won't get past this one. You won't win your freedom. It's like a constant war, and you wanna settle that score. But your world's now beaten, and you feel defeated. This goes out to the heaviest heart. Set match. Time to put it in your past. Oh, feel the weight of leaving. It's redemption season. Don't live the young at high. Cheers to a brand new start. We're evolved and breathing to live a life of
welcome back, and thank you for joining me on the Hope Show today. I am happy that all of you have decided to join me. If you are just tuning in, today's message is about depression and suicide. We are engaged in a spiritual battle, folks. It is real. Although we may not always see what is ahead, the Bible tells us that there is a spiritual battle between God and Satan going on in heaven that we cannot see. When Satan wages war on us, it can lead to feelings of depression, doubting God's love and presence in our lives, even thoughts of suicide. And I don't know about you, but I listen to a lot of K-Love, contemporary Christian-type music. The music I play on, like the music that I play on breaks. I travel a lot, back and forth to my mom's house since my dad's passing, and it is quite a long drive for me. But no matter what I'm doing, whether it be getting ready for in the morning or cleaning house or driving down the road, I am most always listening to Christian music. Music is so powerful. It can bring you up or bring you down. I love the old country music of the 50s to about the 80s, but I cannot listen to it very long because oftentimes it is quite depressing to me. So for the most part, I just don't listen to it. The power of music can lift our spirits, even when our circumstances deem otherwise. I want to talk to you some more about the roaring lion seeking to devour us, Satan. One of his many techniques is to get us down, is to distort our reality. He uses this method to shackle us with hopelessness and depression, and we buy into his lies that nothing will help and nothing is ever going to change, and thus we find ourselves in this vicious cycle. Satan makes us doubt God and his love for us. But the reality is that our God is mighty to save. He delights in his children and us relentlessly. In Zephaniah 3:17, the Bible tells us, "The Lord your God is with you, the mighty warrior who saves. He will take great delight in you. In his love he will no longer rebuke you, but will rejoice over you with singing." Friends, what can we do in this battle, this roaring lion? What can we do about that? Specifically in regard to depression and suicide. Friends, I don't have all the answers, and I will be the first one to admit that. Only God does. But let me offer you some reminders and hopefully some encouragement this morning. Don't forget to put on the full armor of God every morning. Do not leave your armor in a closet to get dusty. Can you imagine going into a lion's den without protection? And yet, how many times a day do we just do just that, that we go about our day without first starting out our day in praise, thanksgiving, and prayer? We just take up out of our homes without any protection for whatever challenges that may come our way that day. And folks, I have to tell you, and I'm sometimes guilty of that also, but I have to tell you that that's simply being really foolish. Have we forgotten that we are in a spiritual warfare? In Ephesians 6:12, we are reminded, "For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms." And then we need to be continually transformed by the renewing of our mind. And that is in Romans 12:2. And friends, might I suggest making a list of the reoccurring lies that play over and over in your mind that Satan puts there, and then search the Bible and write down God's truth beside it. Every time your mind lingers on the enemy's lies, replace it immediately with a scripture that speaks God's truth over that particular lie. As in Philippians 4:8 says, "Set your mind on whatever is true, noble, right, pure, lovely, admirable, excellent, or praiseworthy." Even when you don't feel like it, fight for your joy. Also, another suggestion is to walk with other believers or find a church to call home. Walking with other believers helps in battling depression, grief, shame, sin, anxiety, isolation, anger, and other distorted realities in your life. Even if you are a non-believer, surely you know someone who is. Seek their guidance if you're not up to finding a church home. Everyone needs someone to spur us on in faith and to remind us of God's truth, even if we are numb to them ourselves. This doesn't always happen overnight, friends. It takes work. It's not easy. Relationships must be cultivated and developed. And as I just said, it is very, very important to seek God's counseling. First, seek counsel from God, but God also uses godly men and women to speak into our lives. It's amazing and wonderful how God uses each of us to speak into another person's life. And you might say, well, how can God use me? I am such a mess. I can't even help myself. And maybe there is a certain amount of truth in that in regard to how you are feeling, but have you forgotten that God says all things are possible through Christ for those who believe? Friends, your mess, wherever you're at right now in this moment, your mess can become a message for someone else finding themselves in a similar situation as you. And God can use anyone, even you. God qualifies and equips the unqualified and unequipped. Friends, I can't stress enough, you are valuable. Your life has purpose. Do you remember several shows back when I said we were talking about values and the value of a human life? And I mentioned to you about a $50 bill. And you have one that's nice and crisp and uncirculated, and then maybe you crumple it up in your hand, you wad it up, maybe you throw it in the mud pile, you know, maybe you run over it, you know, maybe you put it in some soil and bury it, whatever the case may be. But when you bring that $50 bill back, it still holds its value. It's still worth the same thing as when you first got it, when it was brand new and crisp and uncirculated. You are valuable. Your life has purpose. God created you, and He didn't make any trash. So stand up straight, lift your head up high, and know that God is the great I Am. Also, it is important to your overall life quality to remember to take good care of yourself physically. Exercise, eat healthy, get plenty of sleep. Our body is a temple, and we need to take good care of it so that we won't get run down mentally, physically, emotionally, and spiritually. Did you know that if you are one who would normally lead or who helps everyone else out all the time, and has a tendency to neglect your own well-being by skipping meals, sleeping less than you need to, stressing much, over time, friends, it's going to catch up to you in ways that you wouldn't even imagine. But it can also lead to depression and anxiety, which it can turn can make you have high blood pressure, get diabetes, heart diseases, high cholesterol, and many other serious health conditions. And you don't want any of that. Friends, you have to slow down and embrace the time that you have on this earth, no matter what you're going through. There is a time to plant, a time to uproot, a time to weep, a time to laugh, a time for mourning, and a time for dancing. And that's found in Ecclesiastes 3. There is a natural rhythm in our life. Embrace it. Allow yourself to feel grief, mourn, struggle, fear, tear and mend. Work through these inner and outer struggles, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. Don't just camp there your whole life. It's not healthy, and you will have a miserable life. And God doesn't want that for any of us. He wants us to be filled with joy, love, peace, and all the other good stuff that only God can give us. The passage of time really does bring forth new perspectives, healing, and sometimes even wonderful things out of trash. And friends, don't ever forget to be a relentless friend. And what do I mean by that? I mean this. When others are struggling and the darkness will not lift, you, be that friend that loves them with a fierce love. Stand in the gap when they do not have the strength. Relentlessly pursue them with the love of Christ and the truth of God, even when they isolate themselves, as they often will. When people are feeling so down on life, isolation is the absolute worst thing for them. They need a relentless friend that will not give up on them and won't let them give up on themselves either. This can make the difference of survival and recovery or physical death. God loves each and every one of us, and He helps us to walk through troubles, calamity, persecution, destitution, and danger. Despite any number of these things, I want you to know right now, overwhelming victory is ours through Christ who loves us. And that is from Romans 8:37. The brokenness, the struggles of this world still remain on this side of heaven. Yet we can have bold confidence in Christ as we endure all of these difficulties. Friends, we need to stand together, arm in arm, firm in our faith in the Lord, against the roaring lion that seeks to devour each of us. Don't let Satan have the final word over your life. We all have victory in Jesus. Friends, this place is not our home. We are merely passing through on our way to a far better place in heaven. Hang in there, friends, and don't give up. I know it is hard, but if you're going through a difficult time right now, I have found from personal experience that when you purposefully start to count your blessings, you choose to think on the positive and not the negative. Choose to think about the things that you are thankful for. You think about the things that you do have and not the things that you don't have. Or you think of someone else who has it far worse than you do. It puts things into proper perspective. And I know that it's hard when you're feeling so down and so overwhelmed and so lonely and so depressed, and you don't feel like your life is worth going on anymore. I know that it can be the hardest thing ever to try to put your mind off of your own problems and what's going on and try to look upon the positive and not the negative, and to sit there and purposefully think, what do I have? What are my blessings? I choose to think of those. But friends, I want to tell you right now, there is always someone worse off than you. You may not feel like it. That might sound impossible, but it is true. Do you have a home, a bed, food to eat, transportation? Do you have your arms and legs? Do you have family, a pet? Do you have friends who care about you and check on you? Do you have a job? Are you mostly healthy? Are your parents still alive? Friends, even in our worst of times, in our darkest hour, there are people out there that don't have some of these things. Maybe many of these things. Or even things I haven't even mentioned. God loves you. God defends you against the enemy. He cradles you in His arms. You can take refuge there from the difficulties in your life. God carries you when you feel like you can't go on any further. The Bible is filled with God's promises to you and to I. The Bible is the ultimate source for truth, and God is faithful to fulfill all of His promises. And as you listen to some of these verses that I am about to share with you, I want you to claim them over your life. There is freedom from addictions, deliverance from sin, shame and evil, financial provision, hope for the lost, and hurting family and friends, overcoming depression, recovering a marriage, good health, healing, being free from our fear and anxiety, strength for all of those who believe in Him, and so much more. In Exodus 14:14, the Lord will fight for you. You need only to be still. Isaiah 40:29, He gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. And this next one, folks, is my personal life verse. In Isaiah 40:31, But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. James 4:7, Submit yourselves then to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Mark 11:24, Therefore I tell you, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe that you have received it, and it will be yours. Psalms 23:4, Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. In Psalms 27:1, The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? And in Psalms 34:17, The righteous cry out, and the Lord hears them. He delivers them from all their troubles. Friends, this doesn't even scratch the surface of all the promises that God has given us in the Bible. Friends, I want to offer you this. If you are struggling right now, as we wrap up today's message, I want you to know I do love and care about each and every one of you. You are not alone in your suffering. These feelings too shall pass, even though it may not seem like it. Maybe that might sound like a cliche, but I'm here to tell you, from my own experience, these feelings too shall pass. The troubles of today do not last forever. There's enough trouble for today without borrowing tomorrow. Your troubles are temporal. If you reach out to God, He is going to see you through what you are going through. I want each of you to know that we all have extraordinary gifts. You are somebody. I'm sorry that you are suffering so much pain in your life right now. But don't you give up. Never, ever, ever give up. The sun comes out in the morning, and it is a fresh, brand new day. You have a new do-over every day. And God is so gracious and merciful, so loving and forgiving. Praise God for this fresh new start that we each have every new day when we wake up. Don't let what is happening to you or how you feel to define what you will become or what you will do in the future. I have experienced depression in my own life, friends, and I'll be honest. I don't know exactly what you are going through personally or how you might feel right this very moment. But I can tell you this. I can empathize and I can offer you compassion because you are important to me. You are important to your friends and your family. And so with that, I want to say, may the love of God go with you now, tomorrow, this week, in the days and months and years ahead. And so let us bow our head in a closing prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, when all is in darkness, and we feel our weakness and helplessness, please give us a sense of your presence, your love and your strength. Help us to find the perfect trust in your protecting love and strengthening power, so that nothing may frighten or worry us. For living close to you, we shall see your hand, your purpose, your will through all things. May God richly bless you with today's message. Until we join again next week, same time and same place, please take good care of yourself and know that you are greatly, greatly loved by God and by me. And you have a friend in me and in God who cares very deeply. And please listen to these two closing songs. I believe you will be truly, truly blessed.
Show up while you're dreaming. Nobody, nobody, nobody sees you. Nobody, nobody will believe you. Every day you try to pick up all the pieces, all the memories that somehow never leave you. Nobody, nobody, nobody sees you. Nobody, nobody will believe you. God only knows what you've been through. God only knows what they say about you. God only knows how it's killing you. But there's a kind of love that God only knows.
From wherever you've been. again. Come find your mercy, oh sinner, come kneel. Earth has no sorrow, heaven can't heal. For the weary, rest that in.